Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello.
James.
Hi, Jürgen.
Hi.
Do you think that was a fair result?
I think, unfortunately, yes. 1-0 served on a plate. But similar situation, we forced them to make similar mistakes around our goals. 2-1 up is a good result for halftime here, for the kind of halftime anyway, because it's a really good team and it's difficult to defend them all the time. We want to high press and it was the right thing to do, but in the same moment it caused the issue that they play out from time to time. We don't win the ball and then the pitch is really big and they're chasing back. That they do that well. I think it's clear, second half we should have scored a 3-1. There was a super, one or two really good opportunities. But because we don't score there, we keep the game open. And in this area where the free kick then happened, we produced too many set pieces. There was, the corners, and especially free kick. And you saw when I saw that back, if one of our boys touched the ball, I think it's their own goal, that would have set piece it was. So, and then Dunk was there and can score from there. So, yeah, it was intense for both teams. Yeah? So, I think it's the right result in the end.
With the penalty decision just before half-time, were you surprised there wasn't a red card that followed it?
No, your colleagues from radio, I didn't even realize it, to be honest. I saw it was a penalty and didn't think about red. But I heard now it's about goal-scoring opportunity. If it's a goal-scoring opportunity, we can make ask a question here. What do you think? Was it a goal-scoring opportunity? Hands up. I didn't see it back. Oh,
yes.
We had a few hands up, by the way. But obviously, what can I say about that? I'm over it. I'm too old for these kind of things. We will not change it, I heard, anymore.
No? No? Just ask, you and Roberto had a very exchange of views, a nice chat, nice exchange of words. Was that about the game or about the refereeing decisions or how?
A mix of everything. So yeah. I have to say, I cannot respect more, could not respect more what he's doing. Honestly, I'm a real supporter of it. I'm a football lover, and if somebody comes in, the impact he has on football should not be underestimated. In the moment when he got a bit outraged, I used my age and tried to calm him down.
So you had sympathy for him in that moment?
I had no clue what they were talking about. I just saw that if I'm in a moment like this, there's a moment where the point of never come back appears. And I think he was close to that. And then I tried to calm him down. That was, I'm not sure if he needed it or not, you can ask him. So, but I honestly, and probably he told me something about the penalty, but I had no clue what he was talking about. I think he wanted a penalty. Was there a situation where Bright could have had a penalty?
Yeah.
Then he was talking about that. But I couldn't say anything about it because I didn't remember it. Okay?
What's one here?
Were you surprised by just going in the lead at halftime?
Not surprised. I saw more surprising thing in football. I thought in that look, the thing is, I know how it looked, and I accept that 100%. Some things I didn't like, but you could hear in the stadium how often we were really close to win the ball. So that's the risk they take. And if we win the ball earlier, so that's the risk we took as well. They take it to play out, and we take it to try to win the ball high up. If you're then outplayed, then you get, that's a problem. Then you have, then it looks not cool. So because then you are outplayed, and then the pitch is really big, and they do well with it. But it won't be kept going, and that's why we think, I think really we deserve the resilience we showed there, and the stubbornness we showed in that moment. Okay, let's go for it. And around this, if we won another ball where we could have scored with. So no, I was not surprised, to be honest. I know some moments they had the upper hand, but that's it. And I really think if we scored a third one, we would have deserved to win, definitely. But like this, it was like it was.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay. Have a nice one.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.